Katia Brie bounced up and down, trying her best to see the podium before them. The Al-Nisei auditorium was fit to bursting with new medical students and teachers alike. The amount of students surrounding her made her back sticky with sweat and her throat dry. However, not even the Thao's dying sun could dim these joyous proceedings. In front of her, someone shouted, "He's here!" Not able to see anything, Bria looked to the large screen on her left to watch. Senior Dr. Drayton Jack took his position, his birthmark shining out from his sleeveless uniform. He waited for the crowd to settle, smiling out at the eager faces.
"Welcome, students and teachers."
The red of his birthmark shined out to all the spectators.
"I won't take too much of your valuable time."
The crowd hushed each other to hear.
"The results of your exams and your upcoming station assignments will be forwarded to you in 3 quintets. Congratulations, or commiserations aside, go forward and continue to strive for your dreams. Remember why you came here, to be the best."
He beamed at the audience, watching their marks shimmer. With an approving nod, he stepped down from the podium, making a hasty exit. Was that it? Nothing more? Bria stood shocked for a moment, then her best friend Amquil tugged her arm. Bria faced her bouncing brown curls, almost laughing. Amquil's pale skin never changed, even with the heat of their sun. "Isn't he adorable?" she cooed. Like a love-struck teenager, Amquil's affection for Dr. Jack made Bria feel queasy. Amquil already had a mate. Why would she dream over Jack? Bria couldn't help but chuckle, and the two of them fell into fits of giggles as one of their other teachers, Sothran Kitana, took Jack's place. The crowd around her sighed. Their quick escape now turned into a long, drawn-out procedure. A multitude of beeps sounded through the crowd, with several gasps and cries. Bria quickly fished for her own reader, a personal message and attachment. Her exam results. Finger hesitating to open the document, Bria's world around her spun as her Croix energy spread out from her Roatui, her heart, to her birthmark. Amquil squealed to her right. "You passed?" Bria asked, but by the look on Amquil's face, she didn't need to confirm. Bria's exams had been so hard ever since they'd started at the training academy. With the way things had been at home recently, she'd no time to study as she'd wanted. Bria had been constantly on edge with her parents arguing. Over the last few weeks, she'd spent more of her time over at Amquil's, where they could study and laugh the nights away. At least studying with Bria had given her best friend a fighting chance. Bria had stepped into the results room that morning, pushing her blonde hair back behind her ears, hoping that passing her exams would be the start of a new adventure. Reading her own message, Amquil's grin spread, but then she scrolled and sighed. "Barely." Bria flicked her reader open, waiting for the file. But when it pinged, she couldn't look. She jabbed it towards Amquil. Ever the true friend, Amquil took it gently from her. Reading silently, Amquil jubilantly shouted, "You got a perfect score!" Bria's eyes filled with tears. "Thank Ari."